Hey, my love, welcome to Her Success Podcast. My name is Susie, aka Miss Princess Susie, and every week I'll be taking you on a journey to help align you with your future, mental, financial, and spiritual goals. We're on a one-way journey to success, happiness, peace, and love, baby. I want you guys to get to know me and grow harmoniously on our journey to success. We'll talk money, content creating, friendships, and many more. I'm your best in your pocket, talking to you anytime and anywhere. Mwah! So let's get into it. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of Her Success Podcast. Susan here, aka Miss Princess Susie. If you don't know, get to know. But today's a good day. Today I am in Ireland and the weather is looking absolutely beautiful, so I'm in a good mood. I just even want to give a huge shout out to Ireland. If most of you guys probably do know, but if you don't know, I was raised in Ireland. I'm from Ireland and moved over to UK when I was 18. So Ireland is basically my home. And just from doing this podcast, I haven't been doing it for too long. I literally started sometime in February, and I can see that, you know, Ireland is the main demographic listening to my podcast, and it just means so much to me to see the support every time I put out an episode and just see that, you know, you guys are consistent in listening to me. And, you know, I really do appreciate it, and the more I keep doing what I'm doing, I will honestly give you guys all this love back, especially Ireland. Shout out to the other countries that listen to me as well, UK, USA. I'm even seeing Bulgaria. I'm even seeing Portugal. Honestly, wherever you guys are listening from, I'm super, super grateful, and welcome. I will be absolutely honest with you guys. I procrastinated in, you know, recording this episode because I feel like the irony, it's such an important topic, but because I feel like I wasn't really carrying it out in my real life, I didn't want to have to preach it to you guys and just know that I wasn't following through as much in what I was doing. But anyways, today's episode is going to be about breaking bad habits and replacing motivation with discipline. And I think this is very important because especially if you're trying to reach a goal, especially if you're trying to be successful or just do whatever you want to do, you have to have self-discipline. And self-discipline is very important because although motivation is important as well, motivation is not always there. Motivation dies out. Motivation is a feeling, but self-discipline is basically, even when you don't feel motivated, to keep at it. So you guys know, of course, I'm going to go to Google to get a set definition because I'm not about to be talking about something without telling you what it truly means. So let's go to Google real quick. So what is self-discipline? Self-discipline is the ability to push yourself forward, stay motivated, and take action regardless of how you're feeling physically or emotionally. So this is why I say, you know, discipline is important, because I feel motivation dies out. And although it does say stay motivated, yeah, you do have to have a bit of motivation, but sometimes motivation isn't always there. So now let's go and see what the meaning of motivation itself means. Let's go find it. Google, show me. Motivation. Don't mind me. I'm actually trying to Google it. So motivation means a reason or reasons for acting or behaving in a particular way, or a set of facts and arguments used in support of proposal. Okay, so what does this mean? What does this mean, Google? Break it down even more for me. So it says motivation refers to the process of inducing and stimulating an individual to act in a certain manner. So what this means is, let's take it, when you have a goal, when you really want to achieve this goal, you have to be motivated. So what is it that's keeping you motivated? For when I think about myself, when it comes to motivation, is I want to live a good life. I want to have a life of money, happiness. I want to drive nice cars. I want to be balling. And, you know, the end goal would be my motivation. But every day I'm not seeing this end goal. So how do I stay, you know, how do I stay wanting this? How do I stay motivated? And that's where self-discipline comes in. So self-discipline is very, very, very important because, like I said, motivation dies out. And when you have in yourself, I need to do this to get here, then, you know, it is easier said than done. But that way you are able to achieve your goal more. But yeah, guys, let me know what you think. But I really do think motivation is something that, like, one day you could wake up and you still want to achieve your goal, but you just don't feel like it that day. That's where you have to be like, you know what, I'm disciplined. I don't feel like it today. Like I said, regardless of your emotions, regardless of how you're feeling physically, it's like, this has to be done and I need to work towards it. And I must say, personally for me, self-discipline has been, you know, something that I do struggle with, because I feel like I'm the type of person where I can be motivated, but then I'll probably have that motivation for like a few days or even a week or maybe even a month, but it will go. And it's something that I struggle with, and I really want to keep myself strict in what I'm doing, because I feel like every single day counts into, you know, reaching your goal or making the steps towards your goal. And I feel like we live in a generation where we want things quick, we want things easy, we don't want to have to stress for it. And it's because we live in a generation where, one, we have Google to Google things. If we want to read a book, we don't have to like go all the way to the library. I mean, people still do, but you don't have to put as much effort. Everything's online, everything is easily accessible to us. So we rather have what's quick and easy rather than what's is hard and necessary and needed. And I feel like that's the, you know, the difference in our parents' generation in comparison to our generation. Like our parents, like when it came to work, there was no work from home for them. Okay, I don't think so. There was no laptops. You could just sit clickety clack clack, sat at home working. They had to go out. They had to do what they had to do. And, you know, work from home, that was, you know, either taking care of your kids. That's working from home. But, you know, a lot of things have been made easy for us, thank goodness, in this generation. But I think it's kind of made us lazy to not know what hard work and, you know, all that requires. So I think it is very important to know that nothing good in this life comes easy. Everything will take hard work. And again, no job is easy, even if you are working from home and it is, you know, easier than other jobs, but you still need to put hard work in whatever you're doing and you still need to put the best foot forward. And yeah, you have to stay disciplined. If you really want to get what you want, you have to stay disciplined. And this is something that I've had to kind of battle within myself, because me, I'm always screaming soft life, soft. I don't like stress. Okay. I don't like anything that's going to make me be scratching my head, rubbing my head, anything that's going to be making me just feel like, oh my God, this is just too overwhelming. Another thing is I think I get overwhelmed pretty easily. Like anything for me is just like, I quit. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. But you have to stay focused, and it will happen. There's times where you could have a goal and you're working towards it and it's just like, you know, fuck this, you know, am I even going to be able to achieve this? You know, you will doubt yourself, but that's where discipline comes in. And discipline is very, very important. But why is discipline important? Let's get into it. So discipline is very important because it helps us and enables us to train our minds as well as our body, and it enables us to force on our goals and regulate our emotions. So going back to, you know, not feeling like it and stuff like that, when you train yourself and it's like, yeah, I don't feel like it now, but I know that if I do this, it's going to be for the better. I really like just even saying that definition. I really felt it like going gym. There's times where when I'd be going gym and it's like, yeah, I'm going gym, I want to get my body. But there's times where like, oh, effort of walking down to that gym right now, or my body's in bits. I went to the gym, da, 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 da. But still, I need to train myself and train my mind to be like, yeah, I may feel like this now. Yeah, I'm feeling a bit sore. But the more I work on this, the goal is going to be, I'm getting closer to my goal. But yeah, it's very important because it puts you in, it creates habits. And when you constantly keep doing something, it becomes a habit and it becomes automatic that you don't even think about it anymore. You just know to do. So I think it's very important for us, especially young people, to get into that habit now, so that if we're working towards it now, it's easier. And then that way you're achieving the goals, you're able to create new goals, and you're just working towards what you really want. And it gives you purpose. It gives you meaning in your life. Whereas if you're just chilling like, yeah, I'm going to do this. You're saying you're going to do it. But what are you actually doing to work towards what you want to do? So it's very important to have that discipline in you to get to where you need to go. Because we don't always have discipline. We may have discipline for a bit, but not all the time. So I think what is important is implementing that discipline on a daily basis to create habits and stay focused and stay working towards our goals, because it's not easy. But if you just put your mind on something and you just set yourself in your ways and kind of deny yourself in a sense, like, of, yeah, I know I usually like would do this, which would warrant me into not wanting to do this. Take away the things that are distracting you and focus on the things that's going to help you. What I really want to talk about to you guys today is how we can apply, you know, self-discipline into our lives. And although I'm speaking to you guys about this as well, I feel like it's helping me. And what I never want to be is a hypocrite. I never want to come on here and tell you guys do this, that, and that, and that, and that, and not be doing it myself. I'm honestly using this platform as a way to train and help myself as well as other people. So I really want us to grow together. But yeah, how can we apply self-discipline to our lives? So currently I am reading this book called No Excuses by Brian Tracy. There is, the book is up on YouTube, so you can listen to it. Again, life made easy. but it's been really helpful. I haven't finished the book. I'm still taking my time bit by bit reading it because, you know, I get easily distracted, unfortunately. But the book has really helped me in just kind of having a sense of what's the word I'm looking for? Just a sense of grounding on myself and my goals, and just being able to realize that, yo, tomorrow isn't promised, or the next day after that isn't promised. So why not just live life working towards a purpose and, you know, achieving it, which is really important for me. But yeah, the importance of goals and planning towards them is that when you write down your goal, it really gives you, like, I think with me, there's so much going on in my head. So much. It's like, you know, Safari with so much tabs open, and it's like, yeah, I'm going to get back to this tab, but I haven't gone in and done what I needed to do or X'd it out. But if you guys are like me, I just have so much going on. So it's so important for me to write down things, and writing down things has helped my life tremendously. Like, I journal, and when it comes to my finances, I write that down. I write down how much is my account. I write down what needs to go where and where it needs to be paid to. So it's really important to, when you have goals, to put it down on paper so that that way you can physically see it and, you know, you can plan towards it. Because, yeah, you can have it in your head, but when you wrote it down, I think it's a different story, you know? And I think anyone else that's successful, they don't just keep things in their head. You really have to put things down on paper. That's how you're really setting it in stone. So my advice would be, you know, write down your goals, no matter how many you have, even if it's just goals for the current year, goals that you want to achieve, you know, for all your life, write it down. It's really important to put down your thoughts on paper. And one thing that it mentioned in the book was you don't need to know how you're going to get there. You just need to have, you know, a clear understanding of what you want. A lot of the times where I've said I wanted something, or I said I wanted to achieve something, I did not know. I did not know how I was going to get there or achieve it, but I just knew in my heart, I want this. And in that, like, God and the world just created a way for me to get there with me wanting that in my heart. When you really have a desire, I feel like, you know, the universe, God will work with you to get there. It's just about you having the desire and working towards it. You can't just sit there and be like, yeah, I want to be rich, and be like, I'm going to have it. Yeah, you're going to have it. But if you don't do anything, you're slowing down your own process. You need to work with the world. You need to work with God. You need to work with the bigger source to get to where you need to get to. You can't just sit down and be like, yeah, it's coming to me. No, that's not how you become successful. You need to work so you can fail. You can learn. You can see what to avoid. You can just be in the process of getting where you need to get to. And I'm a very firm believer of, you know, your blessings won't pass you by. What is meant for you will be for you and will always be for you. But, you know, you need to, you can't just sit there and be like, yeah, I'm going to get the blessing. You need to work towards that blessing in order for it to, it's like, it's a two-way thing, you know, meet me halfway. Like, you need to be working, and then your goal also is working. You need to work together to get there. So, yeah, it's very important to have a goal and work towards it. You can't just sit down around waiting for it to happen for you. So that all comes down to how bad do you want it? If you really want it so bad, you will have, I think us as humans, we have a natural driving source and a natural like competitive drive to achieve something, especially when we really want it. If you really don't want it, it's not going to happen. So really put down the goals of something that you've been saying you wanted to do or wanted to achieve. Put it down on paper and start working towards it. But yeah, in this book by Brian Tracy, he mentioned a 7-step method into reaching your goals. So the first one was, what do you want? Be specific. So if this is in terms of a financial goal, what do you want? How much do you want to earn? Be specific on the amount. Don't just be like, I want to be rich. Okay. Don't we all? So if it is a goal that you want to be achieving, be specific on that goal. If it's a certain amount you want to make, be specific on that goal. If it's a certain job you want, be specific on it. Then number two will be to write it down. Writing down things is very important. Like I said, it's physically there. You can see it. It's written down. Stick it on your wall if you have to. So every day it's just in your face like, yes. Number three is set a deadline. And I think for me, this is where I've kind of lacked in my self-discipline. I just usually write the things down and stuff like that. I think the only things I've been set in when it comes to deadlines of paying my bills, shit, I have to do that. That's compulsory. But I think when it comes to my own personal deadlines for myself, I don't really give myself deadlines. I just be like, yeah, I want to do it and then work towards it. But when you do have a deadline, it's like an assignment. You know, this needs to be done by this time. And another thing, by setting a deadline by yourself, you're able to alter it. So, you know, even luckily, maybe you could achieve your goal before your deadline. Or if you don't, you're able to say, okay, let me give myself another week or another this to still work towards it. So setting a deadline is very important. It gives you an estimate of when you would like to, you know, reach your goal. Number four was make a list of what you could do to achieve your goal. Break it down into small steps and make tasks. So, you know, make a list of, you know, I have this goal. What can I do to get there? How can I, you know, even though we don't know how we're going to get there, what do you think you can do to get there? What are the steps you can start doing in your day to day? If that's the gym, okay, I want to gain this much weight. What can I start doing to get there? Okay, wake up at this time and have this for lunch. You know, make steps into what you can do to get to your goal. It makes it so much simpler for you and it just gives you a sense of direction. And direction is very important. You can't just not know how you're going to do that. You can't just not know what you're going to do or how you're going to get there. You need to at least have a sense of direction to put you in the right place to eventually, you know, achieve that goal. Then number five would be to organize by sequence and priority what's more important. What's the most important to you in your goal? So whatever is the most important, obviously rank that first and then put everything in sequence. That way you're following, again, a sequence of, okay, I've done this, I've done this, I've done this. I just think it gives you, you know, a sense of urgency and a sense of direction, and you just think you want to do things more efficient. It's very important. Honestly, guys, if you're not writing down what you want to do, then what are you doing? What are you doing? Start now. It's very important. And then six would be take action, you know, move quickly. I remember the start of the year, I think it was last year, I started listening to Laura Lills, Lilles. She's like a coach, like a life coach, and she would be on live and stuff, and she does these programs, and I just thought she was so great. And she said about moving, you know, quickly. Life moves quickly, so why aren't you moving quickly? Why are you moving slow, man? And it just makes you, life likes speed. So the moment you have an idea or something, take action on it. Don't sit on it, because when you sit on something, it makes you lazy, it makes you want to procrastinate. So I really want to start making quantum leaps. I don't want to start seeing small results. I want to start doing big so I can see bigger. And I feel like when you really want something, you will be rewarded by it. So start taking action. Procrastination is, there was a quote that he said in the book, and it was, procrastination is a thief of time and life. The more you procrastinate, the more you're wasting your time, the more when you've had an idea, you're sitting on it and someone else has had the same idea and started working towards it, and you're just sitting there looking salty when you could have started taking action on what you wanted to do as well. So Don't sleep on yourself. Life is always moving fast. Time is always moving fast. So why can't you, especially when it comes to your goals? You want to be rich. How quickly do you want to be rich? You want to be rich at a young age and enjoy what you have and enjoy your money. You don't want to be rich I don't mind being rich at any age, but I'd rather be rich in my youth so I can really make the use of it and really retire early. Honestly, I don't want to have to work again. But yeah, start moving quickly with your goals so you can have it quicker. It's a win-win, really. And again, I know, guys, it's easier said than done, but that's where the discipline comes in, and just knowing that if I keep keeping at this, I will get where I need to get to. And although sometimes, again, social media, I see people having fun, people are having a great time, and it's like, oh, you know, I feel like a lot of people suffer from FOMO, which is like what, the fear of missing out. Forget about it, because I think in this life, everything is repetitive. People are doing the same things, you know, you're not really missing out. So why not work on yourself and what you need to do? And so when the time is right, you can even enjoy 10 times more when you have what you want. And the final step in the methods into reaching your goals is do something every day that enables you to get there. So do something every day that helps you work towards that goal. I think every day is crucial, every day is important. And if you do miss a day or two, it will be very hard for you to be consistent. And consistency is key. I saw something the other day and it was like, consistency doesn't have to be giving 100% every day. That's not going to be the case. We're humans. Sometimes we don't feel like giving 100% every day. Sometimes it's a mental battle. But even if you're giving 100% one day, okay, 80% the next day, 70% the next day, okay, maybe 100% the next day, maybe 50% the next day, at least you're consistent in giving something. It doesn't always have to be 100%, because good on you if it is 100% all the time. Oh my God, bonnets off to you. But it won't be, you know, we're humans, we're always regulating, we're always changing. So as long as you're always keeping at something, it's important. Again, if you're trying to get on social media, be at it every day. Engage with your followers, post on your story, post a picture. You may not get, you know, the likes you want, you may not get the engagement you want, but just keep at it and you will be blessed and you will receive your reward for just even keeping at it, even when the odds were against you. When you keep at something, you have momentum and it becomes a habit. You're used to doing it, it's automatic, and it's just like, you know, well, I already know to do this, so I'm just gonna do it. And I promise you, you will see results and you will thank yourself that you just stuck to your guns, and, you know, you will be blessed, honestly. And also, when you keep at something, and although it might be difficult in the start, the more you keep doing it, the more it becomes easier. And when it becomes easier, and let's say you've achieved this goal, then you can then go for the next challenge. And that's the, you know, the adversity of life. And that's what makes life good, although hard, is that, you know, we always have to encounter challenges in order to be able to overcome. So, you know, set yourself another challenge, you know. A goal is also a challenge. I feel like the word goal is positive and it sounds good, but with that positive comes challenges. So, like, let's even think about football, for example, okay? There is a goalpost, and yes, you may have the ball to score the goal, but no, it can't be made that easy. They're going to have a goalkeeper to stop you from scoring. For me, the goalkeeper is life. So you need to have a challenge. But when you overcome your challenge and you score that goal, you're going to be like, whoa, victory, football celebration, top over the head, whoop, whoop, whoop. But life will have its challenges. And for me, the word goal also means challenge. So you need to challenge yourself and discipline yourself in order to score, in order to achieve that goal. So in this book, they also put down 10 goal exercises. These are supposed to, you know, help you achieve your goals more efficiently and more quickly. And I just thought, although I'm still in the process of reading this book, I thought to share it with you guys, because I really want to start taking discipline really serious. We're in the fifth month of the year, meaning that we're halfway through the year, basically, and there's still a lot of goals that I want to reach within myself, and I feel like I can't reach that unless I'm disciplined. So why not share some insight with you guys, and let's do it together. You know, it's a process. So the tango process, he said to obviously paper, get down, you know, a notebook. I think it's good to have a notebook for things like this. He said, get, you know, clean sheet of paper. Paper to me is flimsy. It's going to be lost. You're going to, I don't know, you know, but I'd rather have a notebook for things like this. But yeah, write down your goals, mark down the date, put the date down, you know, what day is it for me? Today is the 13th of May, 2023. Excuse me, I need to burp. Excuse me. I might edit that out. I might not. But anyways, moving on. Mark the date and then write down 10 goals you would like to accomplish between the now and 12 months. Okay, between now and 12 months, just write it down. So this could be right now. I just had a few down. I'll name a few out to you. So I have like financial, spiritual, family, personal, work, fitness. So whatever that is for you, have down 10 goals that you would like to achieve between now and the next year. Don't worry about how you will get there. I don't know how I'm going to get there with most of these goals, but I do have goals and I do have things that I want to achieve. So don't worry about that. Just focus on the goals and the little steps you can take to eventually get there. So yeah, select one goal which will improve your life. So what is, out of all the goals that you've mentioned, which is the main one, which is the main priority, which will kind of be like a domino effect for the rest of the goals? So, you know, find your main focus and make a plan. Once you've made a plan, set a deadline for when you would like to achieve this goal. This is important because you're disciplining yourself and you're giving yourself like, okay, I need to achieve this by this. It makes you want to work harder. And that's why I think deadlines are very important, because especially in uni, like when you have a deadline, you know, I need to get this done by then. Don't know if you guys are like me, but I'm such a procrastinator. I'm such a last minute person that I probably do my assignment or something like a week, maybe even a day, side eye before the deadline. But no, when it comes to your life, don't do that, man. Every day matters. So, you know, work every day towards that goal. And if you are in uni, my advice to you is honestly, the moment you get assignment, even if you don't want to start working on the assignment straight away, work on how you will do the assignment. So what I would do sometimes when I get an assignment is write down the question. Okay, what's it asking me to do? Just find a way where you can plan before you actually execute the assignment itself. So when you get into writing the assignment, you're just like, okay, you're not like, oh my god, where do I even start, and da, 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 trying to, you know, figure everything out. You've already had like, okay, I'm gonna write this much in introduction, put this in my, you know, the middle part. Just plan before you actually start working towards it. And then set yourself a deadline and then see how you can work towards it. Every single day matters, like I said. So just do it, guys. I'm going to do it. I'm going to set myself on a 1 month at least challenge of working towards maybe 4 main goals for the month. And then obviously increase that. I like to do things in simplicity for what works for me. It's one thing to obviously have a goal and sometimes it is hard, so I like to simplify it down to myself. I know myself. It's good to know yourself as well. Don't fool yourself like, yeah, I'm gonna do this, this, and this. Be realistic. Yeah, that's one thing I would say in setting goals. Be realistic. Yes, be goal driven, but also be realistic in how you are going to achieve that goal. Because anything you put on a goal, if you really want something, you can have it. It's just the task that you take and the, you know, determination as well that you have in order to act towards it and get it. But yeah, I think I'm going to set myself to at least a month goal and set myself to maybe 4 goals for that month that I really want to work on, and just write down, okay, this goal, how am I going to do this every day to get there? I think it's very, very important. But yes, write down your main purpose or your goal. If your goal is to earn a certain amount, write down that certain amount you want to earn and what you're going to do that. Is that going to pick up more jobs? Is that going to, you know, just find a way for what you can do to at least get you there.
And then write yourself a question. So he mentioned if it was like for maybe money, how can I earn so-and-so amount by this date? So when you write down yourself a question, write down answers you think might help. He said 20 answers, right? When he said 20, I was like, hardly. But, you know, they know better than I do. But I said for myself, write down 10 to 20 answers. So the reason why I said 10 to 20 is like, so if you sit down sometimes to write down things, you get ideas as maybe the day goes or the week goes. You might not have the same ideas one day that you have the following day. So I'd say maybe write down a few answers that might help you to achieve your goals. Maybe write down 5 or maybe 10 that day, and then maybe leave it a bit, or just your mind will be constantly thinking, because once you've embedded it in your brain is naturally going to start thinking, oh, maybe you could do this, maybe you can do that. And once you've written it down, your goal, then you can go back to that notepad and just put down other stuff to add. So I think that's why it's really important in writing things that that's why I think it's really important in writing things down, because your brain can forget. My brain is going 100 miles per hour, so for me, writing down things is very important. Like, even before I go to do my grocery shop, I put down a list, and it always baffles me when people don't put down, like, write down a list before they go grocery shopping. Like, I low-key rate it, but for me, it's just like, I'm a very forgetful person. Like, you could just forget that one item. So writing things down and just having a sense of direction and clarity really helps for me personally. Like I said, know yourself and know what works for you. But yeah, take action on one goal so that it can trigger the others. And when you start working on one, so you know, okay, I'm doing good on this one, and then you want to work on something else. And us as humans, we can't just have one goal. You have to have so many. There's so many things to improve on in life. There's so many things to better. There's so many things where, you know, it's just like, I don't know if you guys are comfortable in your situation, but I just think there's so many things I could be doing better in different aspects of my life that can make me be that person of success. Like, I'm good as I am now, but I could be better. There's always room for improvement. So he also mentioned the law of cause and effect. So your thoughts are the causes and the conditions are the effects. So your thoughts detect your outcomes. So it's very important about what you think and how you think of yourself. So if you are thinking positive, this would be great. And that's why I say it's very important to like practice affirmations, practice speaking good about yourself, because I think us as humans, sometimes we can talk down on ourselves, and subconsciously this messes us up, because if you're constantly talking down on yourself and then yes, you have a goal, any slight thing could sway you away from that goal because you don't think highly of yourself or you don't really think you can achieve it. So really have, you know, good thoughts in your head and train yourself, you know, to think good things, and it will really help. And so when you think on what you want and you start to work on it and you start to achieve it, it will improve your self-esteem, your self-confidence, your self-respect. You just have this greater sense of being for yourself, because you just know like, oh my God, I really am able to achieve things, and you just feel more confident. So it really helps you on the inside, and then it'll start to show on the outside and you start to see the results. But yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. I am going to be doing a 1-month challenge for myself, like I mentioned. I think you guys should also challenge yourself for something. Set down goals, set yourself a deadline, get that notepad and start working towards it. Because every day is very important to becoming the person you want to be. And I really want to be that person as soon as possible. So I really need to start working on my goals as soon as possible. But the book is called the book is called No Excuses by Brian Tracy. So feel free to find that. I'll try and maybe add a link to Spotify if I can for the book. It's on YouTube. But it's helping me so far to just have that grounding. And I've been, you know, listening to the book for some time, but because I haven't been as disciplined as I should be, I said, let me just make a podcast episode today so it can even enforce me to enforce you guys and just start being more disciplined in myself, because I do lack on that a lot. And it's very important, because self-discipline can take you so far, because if you don't feel good one day, you just know, okay, I have to do this. I have a goal. I just got to see it through. And guys, you know, life will still be doing what it's doing. Life will eat you up, chew you, spit you out, and be like, yeah, there you are. No, but it's not fair. But anyways, you just have to keep seeing it true. And again, I'm always going to say this, guys, feel free to reach out to me. I really do see that you guys are listening and I do feel the love, but I think it would really motivate me more to just hear from you guys. Reach out to me, message me on Her Success, message me on Miss Princess Susie, message me on Snap. I am just really keen on speaking with you guys so it can just even motivate me to see where I could help in maybe different episodes I could put out and what can really help you guys to, you know, just be the best version of yourselves and work towards that successful person you guys want to be. But yeah, I am so happy to speak to you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. I'm so sorry. I just feel so filled with love right now. But that's it for me. I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. I'm going to keep you guys up to date on how it goes for me in my disciplines. And yeah, I hope you guys have a lovely weekend, a lovely week, and I will see you guys in my next episode. Peace and love to you guys always. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Her Success Podcast. If you love this episode, make sure to share with your like-minded friends and leave a review and let me know how this podcast helped. If you want to be up to date with episodes and surrounded with women like myself, then head over to Her Success Podcast on Instagram. There isn't only one star in the sky. Have a blessed day, my loves, and until the next episode, mwah.